invitation is still on. So every time you want to come in Romania and visit us, come there, see the places, see the ministry, and I'm sure you'll enjoy about this. I wanna maybe he wants to preach. I wanna share with you some verses from Psalm 8. Psalm 8 in the Bible, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 8. Can we stand, please? Psalm 8, verse 1 and 2. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. I mean, you can sit. I was choosing these verses because the verses talks about babies, and I have a baby now and another one on the way. And it's very interesting. If you see very deep these verses, you'll see how amazing God created things. I use New King James because it's easier for me to read in English, but it's something very, very interesting here. The Bible says in verse 2, out of the mouth of babies and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. How is it possible that a baby who doesn't walk too much, who doesn't speak, who doesn't have power, who doesn't know a lot of things, how is it possible that he is stronger, a baby, he is stronger than God's enemies? The answer is because they depend on God's power to be stronger. That's what the verse says. God can use a baby to shut the mouth of his enemy. Which is the secret? The secret is it's the power of God. It's around these babies. The power of God is with them. Sometimes, many times, I'm holding Emmanuel, and I see how such a small child is dependent on his parents. We have to feed him, to keep him clean, to protect him, to teach him, to guide him, to give him what he needs. It's exactly the same way with us in relationship with God. We depend on God. He feeds us, he cleans us, he protects us, teaches us, gives us everything we need. It's the same thing. My baby can do some things because we help him. We are there for him. If we can do something in this life, if because God strengthens us, because God gives us power, we can do anything without God. Think about every moment when you were sick. Maybe no one came to visit you, but God was there. Think about every moment when you had a broken heart. Maybe no one knows about this, but God was there for you. Maybe there were times when money wasn't enough, but God provided you food, water, things, health, He took care of you. Think about when friends maybe betrayed you. God stayed on your side. If you've been through the hard times in your life and you're still standing, it's because power of God works in you. God makes you stronger. Your life depends on Him. So right now, if you are good, if you are blessed, if you have successful in something, if you have a family, if you are loved, if you have food, clothes, freedom, don't think it's because of you. It's because of God. It's because of God. I have a nephew in Romania. In the time when happened this, what I'm going to tell you, he was like 4 years old. And one day I was carrying a table, very heavy table, not like this. And this nephew I have in Romania, he came to me to help me with this table. I was carrying a heavy table, and he just came and carried the corner of a table like this. And after all of this, he was going to my mom and says, "Grandma, I helped my uncle carrying the table. I'm so happy." Actually, he didn't do anything. But he was holding a corner of a table. Think about this, because many times we are the same. No matter how strong we think we are, no matter how wise we think we are, no matter how big we think we are like a child who holding a corner of a table. God is the one who carries everything. God is the one who works with His power, not us. We are just like a baby who holds a corner of a table. He does. He saves. He works. He uses us. He guides us. There is a man in the Bible, maybe the strongest man in the Bible, in the world. Samson. You heard about Samson in the Bible, right? In Judges chapter 16, verse 19, Bible says at the end, I don't know if you can, yeah. Just think about the last words. His strength left him. His strength, his power left him. How is that possible? How is it possible? Think about this. He was maybe the strongest person in the world. And Bible says about him, his strength left him. How is that possible? You remember when he carried the city gates up the hills? He fought 1,000 people. Very strong man. He killed a lion. Very strong man. He caught 300 foxes. Have you ever caught even a chicken? He was a very, very, very strong man. Very strong man. So my question is, how is it possible to be the most powerful man in the world and lose your power? And lose your power. He was left without power because he did not remain dependent on God. He thought he can by himself, by alone. He thought he knows everything. He thought he can make the best decisions of his life. He didn't ask God for anything. You know what happened with him? He was left without power, without eyes, without testimony, purpose. He was left without freedom. He was in a prison. He was tied up. And all of this because he did not remain dependent on God. I want to bring this up to the subject of salvation a little bit. Because if you are not dependent on God, you cannot be saved. Because you don't put your trust in Jesus alone. And if you don't put your trust in Jesus alone, this means you put your trust in yourself or in others. The Bible says there is no other name by which we can be saved. If Christ doesn't save you, no one can save you. No one in the world. So you have to depend on God for everything in this world. The power you have right now is because of God. The salvation you have right now is because of God. Family you have right now is because of God. Mind you have right now is because of God. Forgiveness you have is because of God. So we have to depend on Him for everything. We cannot do anything without God. Bible says, any good things and any perfect gift comes from above. So everything you have right now, it's a gift. Think about this. You have a car, it's a gift from God. You have a house, it's a gift from God. You have a family, it's a gift from God. You have food, money, salvation, it's a gift from God. I want to ask you something, and I hope this question will change your life, and I want you to think always about this. It's the same question that Paul from Bible, asked church from Corinth. The question is, so if Paul asked the church from Corinth, I want to ask this church from Pennsylvania, what do you have that you have not received? What do you have right now that you have not received? Everything you received. Everything you have right now comes from God. So give glory to God because everything comes from Him. You have freedom. Do you know how many people are in prison right now? You are very free to do anything you want. So you are so blessed. You may not thought about this, but you have hands to use. You have hands to use. And I don't want us to take this for granted. Do you know how many people doesn't have hands to use? Someone else feed them. Someone else washed them. Someone else opens the door for them. So you are so blessed you have hands. When you came today, you could open the door of your car to go out to come in the church. When you go home, you can cook with your hand. You can hug your family, your children, your friends with your hands. You can be very helpful for others with your hands. You are so blessed. There are people that they cannot move. There are people that they cannot see. They are blind. You can see. You know how blessed you are because you have all these things in your life. So don't take this for granted. All good things and perfect gifts come from above, from God. So when you see your life and you count everything you have, things, this is from God. Maybe I can give you a challenge. I did this one day, and it's not enough one day, but just try this. Put on a list everything comes from above. And you have right now to see how many things you have, and maybe you don't know. To see how many things God gave given to you. And you even didn't think about this. You're very blessed. You can walk. You know how many people can walk? You're very, very blessed. So I want you to think about those things. Many times we don't appreciate the goodness of God. He's so good with us. So we should think about God, and we should appreciate more what God given to us. The whole life, our whole life, depend on God. We cannot live without God. We cannot breathe without God. We cannot move without God. We cannot see without God. We cannot make the good decision without God. I cannot imagine how bad decision I could do in my life if God wasn't there. I cannot imagine what could happen with my soul if God didn't put his hand over me. Who are going to forgive you if it's not God? Who's going to save you if God doesn't do this? Who's going to protect you if God doesn't do this? Who? No one can. Only God can. So, if you are standing right now, if you are saved, if you are forgiven, if you are blessed, it's because of God. It's because of God. I want us to think very deep about those things. And to think the fact about one day we'll stand in front of God. And we have to tell him, what did we do with our life? There is a phrase that Romania use as an excuse to do everything they want, but not God, what God wants. And I'm sure this is in America and everywhere in the world. The phrase is, only God can judge me. I don't know if you heard about this, but only God can judge me. But they use this like an excuse to do everything they want. If only God can judge you, you should be afraid, because he knows everything about you. Because his judgment is just, it's holy. I don't think some people really want to be judged by God. So I'm telling you this because we should take serious our life with God. We should take serious our relationship with God. We should take serious all things comes from God, and he do this to fulfill our life. Another question I want to ask you is this. Are you born again? I'm not asking you if you follow a church. I'm not asking you if you are church goer. If you prayed once and says, yes, God, I accept you in my heart. I'm not asking this. I'm asking, are you born again? I'm not asking you if you have knowledge about God. If you know things about God, I'm asking you, do you walk with Jesus? Do you walk with Jesus to see his beauty, to see his plan for your life? to see how thankful you should be when you walk with Him. Because many people are not very thankful about their life. And I'm telling you to be thankful for your life. Sometimes we, as a people, as a human being, we are like, ah, I don't like this food. Do you know how many people will like your food to eat? And I'm not telling about something you really don't like, but I'm telling about an attitude that you don't like anything. You want something bigger, better. Be thankful. Because God is blessing you. Be thankful because God places people in your life to helping you to grow. I was so amazed about those people who sang here, who take care of the church, who take care of your soul. So be thankful for people are around you. Be thankful that you have a home, a place where you, when you can say home. That's your home. Many people, they don't have a home. They sleep anywhere. They don't have food. They don't have clothes. So if you are blessed, it's to be a blessing for others. But think about this. You are so blessed. All good things and perfect gift comes from above. So just think about this. Keep this in your heart. So I want us to change attitude if until now we took things for granted. I deserve because I work, because I did, because you're just like a child who are holding a corner of a table. God is the one who carries. God is the one who saves. God is the one who can use you. God is the one who bless you. God is the one who put people around you. God is the one who gives you food. God is the one who provides you. He does everything. Everything. Right now, you are here on the earth to give glory to God for all of these things and to bring others to know this amazing God. I want you to think about this and to reflect about those things. I think I'm finishing here, but I'm so glad every time I come in this church and see your faces and enjoy with you in the Word of God. And I don't know, just happy to see, even if I'm not saying anything here, I just want to come and see you and enjoy about your presence. I was telling you these things because I read the Bible, and many times the people of God, Israel, they were very upset with God. They were very angry with God. They were very, I don't know, unthankful. But God was there with them. God provide them. God guide them. And they still were unthankful. And their life disappeared like this. So take more serious your relationship with God. Take more serious things you received from God. Because that's a gift. That's a gift. You didn't work for this, those things. God give you things to show you He are loving you. He's loving you. So there is a verse in the Bible and says, the goodness of God lead you to repent. So when you see all those things in your life, how much more we should repent when you see how good God is with us. I wish many blessings to you. And I want to come here anytime. I'm in America. And to see you and enjoy about the Word of God. We are giving to you our greetings, hugs, love from God, peace from God. Ah, by the way, I had this in my mind, but I forgot. I think I'm getting old, or because of the baby, things are changing. So I look more tired right now than last year. But yeah, I had in my mind to tell you about the peace that comes from God also. So you know how blessed we are because we have peace. There are countries who fight with each other, people who fight, families who fight with each other. It's a war in the world. We have peace, and that comes from above. Peace. It's a gift from God. So let's appreciate more. Everything comes from above. God bless you, and I hope to see you as soon as possible next time. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of a difference between the village and the city, but the average cost to maintain as a whole is $500 a month, which some people include make it a little more, maybe the village make a little less, but the average is $500 a month. But the only thing is some things are out of balance, like gas prices are like $8 a gallon. So if you're making $500 a month,
yeah. So be thankful about the gas.
But yeah, I'd say about $500 a month. I think people are probably a little more than that to be okay.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So I became a child of God when I was 15, 16 years old, and we didn't have a car. Many people in the villages, they don't have a car. So if you are in a ministry and you have a car, you can do a lot of things having a car for people. But in this time, for 1 year, 1 year and a half, we were going to the church with a horse and a cart. So we been in this cart like 10, 12 people, and wasn't the most comfortable things to do, but for God it worked. my wife told me to be thankful for what you experienced with the horse and the yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but we have every week a program with kids, and time to time people from America comes to help us, and we are doing VBS. So yeah, so this is like a mini camp. Yes. If the baby doesn't make me too busy, I'm going to play soccer. Yes, I mean, I used to do this in ministry. Right now we are just playing with people from the church, and we try to come from outside other people. But yeah, it's a great hook.
It's a great way to draw people
in.
More in the first year, he was doing soccer ministry, but now that we moved to a different area from India, there hasn't been as much opportunity.
But
it's a great way to share the gospel.
Yeah.
To share the gospel.
Congratulations. Maybe. Yes. It's free to share the gospel. You have more fights with people who think they believe in God, because most of them, 90-some percent, they are Orthodox. So they are like, I don't change my religion. I was born like this, so I want to stay how I was born. And many fights comes with those people than with people who hate God. So they need gospel also. Yeah.
Religion of Romania is Romanian Orthodox. So even in the schools, they're teaching a religion class to all the kids. They're talking about Jesus. But the idea is
not about Jesus, God.
About God. But they will say, some teachers will say, well, God's not real. This is just part of our culture. So the idea of a personal relationship with Jesus is very foreign.
Yeah.
And depending on the village you live in, some of the priests be very antagonistic towards the evangelical church and say, don't go there. Or if you go there, you can't be buried in the cemetery. If you go there, I won't come bless your house. So I would say that's the biggest type of persecution.
But there was in past with communism.
Yeah, during communism for sure. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we are full time in ministry. Sometimes I'm going to work in construction for people who are calling me, but time to time. But yeah, we are full time in ministry. And we have a church like this, not that big, but a small one, we serving there. Children, youth, adults, people. So that's what are we doing. Oh, the most need, the biggest need we want to happen there, it's a revival in people, for them to seek God. That's our goal, to make evangelism and discipleship with people already knows about God, because even especially in the village, there are people that they got repent for 20 years or 30 years, but they don't know a lot about God, so they need discipleship. Wow.